Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dear friends, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, I want to share with you a message of hope, encouragement, and understanding. We're going to talk about a topic that may seem challenging at times, but holds profound significance in our spiritual journey: God's isolation in our lives. So keep watching until the end and open your hearts to this message and prayer. May God bless you and those around you. Beloved, let's delve deeper into understanding why God calls us into isolation and how we can make the most of this sacred time. Firstly, isolation is an invitation to rediscover our truest needs. In the busyness of life, we often find ourselves filling our hearts and minds with the chatter of the world. God, in His wisdom, calls us into isolation so that we can recognize our deep need for Him. It's an opportunity to reevaluate our priorities and learn to put God above everything and everyone else. This season challenges us to see beyond the immediate pain of giving up our usual company and embrace the profound reasons why God has set us apart. Consider it a call to solitude, a moment to step back and allow God to work on strategic aspects of our lives. Just as a blacksmith refines metal in the fire, God refines our character, resilience, and true purpose during this time. In this season, God is not breaking us down. He is sculpting a more beautiful masterpiece out of our broken pieces. In 1 Samuel 22, we see David in the cave of Adullam, a place of isolation. Yet, in that cave, he gathered strong men and underwent a transformative process. Your isolation, like David's, is not in vain. You are not alone in this cave. God is with you, working on you, preparing you for the great purpose He has in store. Consider this season a strategic withdrawal, not abandonment. God is shielding you from influences that could hinder your progress or steer you away from the path He has laid out for you. Trust that His timing is perfect, and He is orchestrating events in your life for a divine reason. Now, some may still struggle, asking, "Why is God isolating me? Is there a purpose in my pain?" I assure you there is. It may not be immediately evident, but God's intentions are always for your good. Romans 8:28 assures us that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. In this solitude, immerse yourself in the wisdom of the Scriptures. Let His Word be a constant companion, guiding your thoughts and shaping your perspective. As you surrender to this separation, God will unveil the purpose for which He called you out, a purpose that aligns with His divine will. Remember, isolation is not an escape from the world, but a deliberate step towards divine alignment. It is a call to discover the true essence of your being, away from superficial distractions. In the stillness of isolation, you will find yourself standing face to face with your Maker, before the throne of grace. So, my dear brothers and sisters, recognize that God has a divine purpose for this time of separation. As you navigate through it, stay hopeful stay focused, and trust that God knows what He is doing as we continue to explore the profound meaning behind God's isolation in our lives. Let's delve into the concept of separation as an act of profound love from our Heavenly Father. Always remember, isolation is not a sign of rejection. Rather, it is an invitation to a deeper level of intimacy with God. Just as a parent may call a child aside for a heart-to-heart conversation, our Father in heaven separates us to draw us closer to Him. It's an intentional act of love, a divine strategy to spend quality time with each one of us individually. Think about it this way. In a crowded room, filled with noise and distractions, it becomes challenging to have a focused conversation. God, knowing the value of undivided attention, calls us into a quieter space, away from the world's chatter, so that He can speak to us intimately. Psalm 46:10 encourages us to be still and know that I am God. In the stillness of isolation, we find a sacred space where we can truly encounter the presence of God. It's not about being lonely. It's about being alone with the One who knows us better than anyone else. In that solitude, God's still, small voice becomes clearer, guiding us, comforting us, and revealing His plans for our lives. Furthermore, consider this time of separation as a season of preparation. God is not only...
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Refining our character, but preparing us for the next phase of our journey. Just as David was isolated in the cave of Adullam before leading as a mighty king, your isolation is a prelude to the great things God has in store for you. So let's reflect on the story of Elijah in 1 Kings 19. The Lord instructs Elijah to stand on the mountain, and a great wind, an earthquake, and a fire pass by. Yet, the Lord was not in any of these dramatic displays. Instead, He came in a gentle whisper. Sometimes, God speaks to us not in the loud tumult of the world, but in the quiet whisper of our hearts. So, my dear brothers and sisters, don't see this season as a time of deprivation, but as an opportunity to deepen your communication with God. In this separation, allow your prayers to go beyond words and let your heart attune to the gentle whispers of God. It's in these quiet moments that God imparts His most profound lessons. Moreover, this separation is not about escaping the world, but about finding God in the midst of it. It's a deliberate step towards divine alignment, a journey that allows us to rediscover our purpose and align ourselves with God's will. And in this season, remember that God is not distant. He is right there with you. He loves you too much to leave you in a place of stagnation. Trust that His isolation is purposeful, and He is leading you to a place of beautification, purification, and realignment. So, let's not resent this season, but cherish it. God's isolation is an expression of His love, a call to a deeper relationship, and an invitation to a higher purpose. May you find joy in being set apart for God's divine plan. and may the beauty of this season transform your heart and soul. Dear beloved, let us continue to unpack the significance of God's isolation in our lives and how it leads to a deeper connection with Him. Consider this season of separation as a divine classroom, where God is the ultimate teacher. In the quietness of isolation, away from the distractions of the world, we find ourselves standing before the Master, ready to receive His teachings. God's Word becomes a profound guide, and His lessons shape our understanding of His purpose for our lives. Let's explore the story of Moses, a man chosen by God for a mighty purpose. Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness before God called him to lead the Israelites out of bondage. Those years of isolation were not wasted. They were a time of molding and shaping, preparing Moses for the extraordinary task ahead. In your season of separation, God is preparing you for the extraordinary as well. Isolation is not just a retreat, but a sacred journey, and it requires our active participation. It's a deliberate step towards divine alignment, a choice to withdraw from the noise of the world and draw closer to God. It's in this intentional separation that we discover the true essence of our being and stand face to face with our Maker. Consider this season a time of spiritual detox. Just as we cleanse our bodies to maintain physical health, God calls us to cleanse our souls through isolation. He wants to purify our hearts, removing the impurities that hinder our spiritual growth. It may feel uncomfortable at times, but remember, the pain of separation pales in comparison to the beauty God is crafting within you. In Isaiah 30:15, we're reminded that in repentance and rest is our salvation, and in quietness and trust is our strength. Embrace this quiet season with trust and rest, knowing that God is working something beautiful in your life. It's not about forsaking the world, but about discerning the voice of God amidst the chaos. As you navigate this season, immerse yourself in prayer and meditation. Let your communication with God be authentic and heartfelt. Pour out your hopes, fears, and dreams before Him. In this solitude, God is not just shaping your character, He is reshaping your perspective, aligning it with His divine purpose. Moreover, isolation is a time of surrender. It's an opportunity to relinquish control and allow God to take the reins of your life. Surrender your plans, your worries, and your uncertainties. Trust that God's plan is far greater than anything you could imagine, and His timing is perfect. My dear brothers and sisters, don't view this season as a setback, but as a setup for a divine comeback. Embrace the separation as a gift from God, knowing that He is at work in your life. May you emerge from this season, not just as a survivor, but as a victor, ready to fulfill the purpose for which God has uniquely called you. So, as we continue to explore the profound meaning behind God's isolation in our lives, let's consider the beauty of being set apart for His divine purpose. Isolation, far from being a period of loneliness, is a unique opportunity for divine communion. Think of it as a special invitation from the Creator of the universe, calling you into His presence for an intimate encounter. In the stillness of isolation, God desires to reveal Himself to you in ways that are often obscured by the noise of the world. Reflect on the life of Jesus, our ultimate example. In the midst of His earthly ministry, He frequently withdrew to solitary places for prayer and communion with His Father. He understood the value of isolation in nurturing a deep and personal relationship with God. Similarly, our isolation is an opportunity to draw near to God, to seek His face, and to know Him intimately. In this sacred season, God is not only refining your character, but also redirecting your focus. It's a time to reassess your priorities, to discern His will, and to align your desires with His divine purpose. The world may pull you in various directions, but isolation allows you to realign your heart with God's heart. Consider the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:8. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. This knowledge, born out of intimate communion, is the treasure that isolation unveils. It's not about what you are giving up in this season, but about what you are gaining, a deeper understanding of the heart of God. Moreover, isolation serves as a season of preparation. Just as a gardener tends to a plant in solitude, pruning and nurturing it for a bountiful harvest, God is cultivating something beautiful within you. You are not forgotten or abandoned. You are in the hands of the Master Gardener, and He is orchestrating a season of growth and abundance. The Psalmist David, in Psalm 23, speaks of the Lord as our shepherd, who leads us beside still waters and restores our soul. It's in the quiet, isolated moments that God restores and refreshes us, preparing us for the valleys and mountaintops of life. Your isolation is not a detour. It's a divine navigation toward greater spiritual heights. As we navigate this season, let gratitude fill our hearts. Gratitude for the opportunity to be set apart for God's purposes. Gratitude for the lessons learned, the character refined, and the deeper intimacy gained. Your separation is not a roadblock, but a stepping stone toward God's greater plan for your life. My dear brothers and sisters, embrace this season with open hearts. See it not as a hindrance, but as a divine invitation to a closer walk with God. Your isolation is not a punishment. It's a privilege. It's a testament to the fact that God sees something extraordinary in you and desires to work wonders through your life. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us be hopeful, focused, and trust in God's perfect timing. Use this time to deepen your relationship with Him. Seek His wisdom, and let His word be a lamp unto your feet. So, remember, isolation is not abandonment. It's an intentional journey towards divine alignment. God is working on something beautiful in your life. Trust Him, for He knows the plans He has for you. Plans for a future full of hope. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before Your throne of grace, acknowledging Your sovereignty over every aspect of our lives. In this sacred moment of prayer, we bring before You the burdens of financial struggles that weigh heavy on our hearts. Your word assures us that You are our provider, and we trust in Your unwavering promises. Lord, we lift up those facing financial hardships, those grappling with debts, job uncertainties, and the overwhelming pressures of making ends meet. You are the God of abundance, and we stand on the assurance of Your provision. Open the doors of opportunity, grant wisdom in financial decisions, and shower Your blessings upon the work of our hands. We specifically pray for those navigating the stormy seas of financial instability. In the midst of uncertainty, be their anchor. Speak peace to the raging waves of worry and anxiety. May Your provision flow into their lives like a mighty river, bringing forth abundance and relief. Lord, we also bring before You those who are battling physical afflictions. Your word declares that by Your stripes we are healed. We claim this promise for those experiencing pain, illness, or any form of infirmity. Touch them with Your healing hand, Lord, and let Your restoring power flow through their bodies, bringing complete wholeness. In this moment, we intercede for those who find themselves in the crucible of emotional and mental struggles. Your word assures us that you are our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Bring comfort to the brokenhearted, peace to the anxious, and strength to the weary. Let your love surround them like a protective shield. Father, as we navigate the complexities of life, we recognize that our strength comes from you alone. We cast our cares upon you, knowing that you care deeply for each one of us. Your grace is sufficient, and your power is made perfect in our weakness. In the realm of finances, we declare a breakthrough. In the arena of health, we proclaim healing. In the battleground of emotional and mental struggles, we declare victory. Lord, let your mighty hand move in our lives, orchestrating a symphony of restoration, provision, and healing. We also lift up our community, our families, and our loved ones. May the light of your presence shine upon us, dispelling the darkness of financial worries, sickness, and emotional burdens. Let your peace reign in our hearts and homes. Lord, we ask for divine guidance in financial decisions. Illuminate the path before us, granting discernment to make wise choices that align with your will. In moments of financial uncertainty, be our compass, leading us to green pastures and still waters. Father, we seek your intervention in every area where lack has manifested itself. Break the chains of financial bondage and release a spirit of abundance over our lives. Your word declares that you supply all our needs according to your riches in glory, and we stand on this promise with unwavering faith. For those facing job insecurity or seeking employment, we pray for open doors and divine connections. You know the desires of our hearts, and we trust that you will grant opportunities that align with your perfect plan. Your timing is impeccable, and we surrender our timelines to your divine schedule. Lord, we also bring before you those who are burdened by the weight of medical expenses. Your healing power extends not only to our bodies, but also to the financial challenges that accompany health issues. Provide resources, connect them with avenues of support, and let your grace be a balm that soothes the wounds of financial strain. In the realm of emotional and mental struggles, we pray for a supernatural touch. You are the great comforter, and we ask for your peace that surpasses all understanding to guard our hearts and minds. Release the captives of anxiety, depression, and fear, replacing their turmoil with the tranquility of your presence. Lord, we surrender our financial burdens, health concerns, and emotional struggles into your capable hands. You are the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Let your miraculous provision and healing power manifest in our lives, bringing glory to your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.